Welcome to the home of 101 Faith Radio. My name is Larry Gent. It's Sunday, May 24, and this is our 11th coronavirus broadcast. Our church buildings are still closed due to coronavirus concerns, but together we are still raising our voices. It's Memorial Day weekend, and our scripture is from Joshua 4. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests are standing, and gather them over with you, and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you. In the future, when your children ask you, 'What do these stones mean?' tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever." God told Joshua to erect a stone monument to remember this covenant moment. Now, covenant is much more than a contract. A contract has limits. A covenant knows no bounds. A contract has time restrictions. A covenant is eternal. In modern times, the word covenant gets used for any old type of agreement. But the concept of covenant has much deeper roots, and those roots reach around the world. When missionaries started working with the sacred memories of indigenous people, they realized something remarkable. No matter where they went, no matter where the people were from, people all over the world knew the meaning of sacred covenant. Here in our own land, the lens of Hollywood has distorted the traditions of Native American people. But the practice of sacred covenant has come through to us even today. "Ugh, we make them blood brothers," is not a very profound spiritual statement. But when we see that in a Western, we know that it's much more than a contract. It's a covenant for life. Here in Virginia, the descendants of Powhatan still laugh at John Smith's account of how he was rescued by Pocahontas. A chief once told me, "If Powhatan had wanted him dead, John Smith would have already been dead." They were offering John Smith sacred kinship. He had to die to his past life to receive new life as a beloved member of the tribe. It was exactly the same thing we do in baptism. They were offering him a sacred new beginning, a holy covenant. Clearly, John Smith's covenant service lost something in the translation. The English people missed a chance at eternal brotherhood. And the missionaries missed a chance to share the good news of the gospel covenant. Maybe John Smith did know the significance of that ceremony at the time, Maybe by the time he got around to writing it down, he just forgot. It's possible. The ability of the human animal to forget things is pretty highly developed. Oh, we all think our memories are true and solid and unchanging. Isn't it strange that other people get the details wrong, but we remember everything so clearly? Surely my memories are solid. It must be everyone else who gets confused. Well, once you get to a certain age, you know your memories are a little bit squishy. You find yourself standing in front of the fridge, but you can't remember whether you were there to put something away or take something out. Maybe that's why every sacred covenant service in the world has a mark of remembrance. It's there just in case we forget. In the jungle, people plant a long-lived tree to stand as a living memorial. In semi-arid regions like the Holy Land, the ancients erected stone monuments to stand as eternal testimony. They knew those rocks, taken from a sacred place or a sacred moment, have a long memory. If we forget, the stones themselves will speak. They speak slowly, but the stones remember. For Christian believers, baptism is our everlasting sign of memorial. Over and over again, the Apostle Paul reminds us, remember who you are. Remember your baptism. We're called back to remember that eternal sign of our everlasting covenant, a gift from God. On this weekend, we call our nation to remember. There's a temptation to think our memories don't need to be refreshed. We think we already know what we need to remember. After all, our memories are solid and unchanging. Or are they? On this day, we're called to remember our heroes who have fallen. We dare not trust our own memory banks. This is too important for our squishy recollections. We need to go back to the stones that still speak. We need to return to those sacred monuments. We need to take time to listen. For the stones speak slowly, but the stones are not human. Those monuments do not forget. And once we remember, the task is not done. We're called to pass on those memories. Our children need to know so they too can remember. I can't dare trust my memories alone, even when I go back to my baptism, back to the sacred altar, back to the rock, my memory is still just a fragment. But as we all share those sacred memories together, something awesome, something beautiful, something wonderful happens. Our memories are not made from a single bolt of cloth. Our memories are not sufficient with our little scrap of memory. Our memories are a patchwork quilt of truth. That quilt comes with flaws and holes built in, but it comes with deep beauty and power and remembrance. On this sacred day, take time to go back to your sacred ground and listen. Take time to renew your memory. Remember what God has done. Remember the heroes God called to help do it. And take this chance to share your memory. Pass it on, for this day is too important to forget.